Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
If you're at that midlife period, which I'm not sure when that is, you know, I'm 71 almost, and I think of that as the new 30s. But the midlife, I'm not sure if that's 30s, 40s, 50s. I'm not sure what that's called to different people. But if you're in a midlife crisis and you think, well, that's it, I'm now, what am I going to do now, kind of thing, and your identity is shifting, maybe you subordinated to people on the outside for a period of time, and maybe you tried to be somebody you're not, and maybe you've been living an imposter, and maybe you're now grounded and starting to think, well, you know what, I'm going to decide how I want my life to look. But give yourself permission to go after what you really do, what you love to do. You know, if you're not prioritizing your life and taking command of your life, other people are. Any area of your life you don't empower, other people are going to overpower. So give yourself permission to go after what is really meaningful, and just know that the midlife crisis is just a starting point. I was in Dallas, Texas quite a number of years back, and I was doing the breakthrough experience, and there was a guy who was 72 attending. And I had people, all the attendees, sit down and write what I call the love list. What is it you would love to fulfill or be, do, have in any of the areas of your life? And just write it out. And let's look at how we can strategize and achieve these things and fulfill them. And, you know, whether you do or don't achieve, you're still worthy of love, but fulfillment comes from doing some sort of service and accomplishing things in life, and that gives us meaning in life. So he was sitting there, and he wasn't working. And I went over to him, and I said, is there any particular motive why you're not writing? And he says, well, this is great for people in their 30s and 40s or 20s or 50s or whatever, but I'm in my 70s, and I've kind of been there, done that, and I don't have some of those long-term visions and everything. And I said, well, as long as you're green, you're growing. As soon as you're ripe and you're rot, if you don't have anything to live for, you usually have things to die for. Entropy takes over anything that's not negentropic and life-focused. So you sure you don't have anything to do? And he stopped, and he thought about it. And I said, you're probably driving your wife crazy if you come home and you retired. She's probably used to having some peace of mind, and now you're probably telling her what to do if you were a boss of a company. She said, well, that's true. I said, so stop and think about it. You sure there's not anything that you have that's on your bucket list that you haven't accomplished that you'd love to fulfill? He says, well, let me think about it. So he closed his eyes and he sat and thought about it. He started writing, and he actually wrote out some goals. And then I was in Dallas, Texas, and about 3 months later, I'm saying 4 months maybe, I was back in Dallas. And I was speaking to about 1,200 people. And there in the back of the room, that man was standing with another man about his age. And when I got through, he was just patient in the back, because I was speaking to a group of doctors, and he was not even part of the group, but they let him in. And it was the end of my talk. And I said goodbye to everybody and took pictures and stuff like that. And then I walked back to the back, and I put my hand out, and I shook his hand. And he says, I'm back in business. I said, tell me about it. He says, I started a consulting firm, and I figured I got all this knowledge from all these years of working for 40, 50 years. He says, you know, it's time for me to get back in the game again. And I'm more alive now and more vital now than I was 4 months ago. And my buddy here is my partner, and we're back on track. And I said, great. He said, I was sitting there living from about my midlife thinking, well, someday you're going to retire. And then I realize when I got there, it wasn't what I thought, but I didn't want to admit it because he looked kind of stupid doing that. So I kind of didn't want to write those things down because then I would be comparing myself to those goals. And so anyway, I'm back in the game again. So thank you for doing it. I saw and heard that you're back in Dallas. I want to come and say thank you. I said, well, thank you. You're an inspiration. I'll share your story to inspire other people. So don't let midlife crisis interfere with your goals and dreams. Take command. No one's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to your fulfillment. If you're not, nobody else is. And they're going to project their values onto you if they are. If they're going to project their goals and dreams of what they think you should do or ought to do instead of your own dreams. So give yourself permission to set goals that last a lifetime. You'll probably live longer if you have something to live for, and you'll probably shorten your life and break down if you don't. So don't let the midlife crisis interfere with a long-term dream in life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.